The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson.
Does it settle in your soul?
It absolutely does. It's in our veins.
I'm telling you.
Running through everywhere. There were a bunch. Do you know what? There were a bunch of Patriots out last night. They were giving the old middle finger to the curfew.
Yeah, there was a lot of people in a lot of counties. Tuolumne County we've got video from, and Placer, there's a lot of counties we have video from. How you doing, Ashley?
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
It's good to see your smiling
face. Good to see
you,
darling. Yeah, good to be back for a while.
Good. Anyway, this is Terry Raposo and Lynn Carpenter, broadcasting live from KCNR.
1460 AM.
And 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a comment or a question.
We don't want to hear it.
530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Yes, we do everything together.
Not everything. We do have some.
Yeah, there are some things we can't share.
There are some lines in the sand that
there
we do not cross.
In the sand. There is.
So how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Matt Nemo, Liberty Unabashed. You need to listen, folks.
Yep, that was good.
Liberty Unabashed. You know, Matt Nemo has been amazing. What he talked about was true. It was right on. And you know what? I don't know what it's going to take. And a lot of times we know we're preaching to the choir with this program. You know, some people you can reach, some people you can't. But, you know, one comment that Matt made that I thought was remarkable, he said, you know, when you prepare war against someone, you strip the people of whatever it is that they have that's an asset or a way to protect themselves and their liberty. And if anybody listening to this broadcast or anybody that of their right mind doesn't think that's what the government's doing right now, especially Gavin Newsom, hello, curfew.
Yeah.
Hello, illegal agreements with China. Hello, illegal agreements with Oregon. Hello, nation state. Hello, sanctuary state. Hello, I can go to a restaurant as governor and sit with a bunch of people and eat and drink, and you can't. What in the hell are we thinking? You know, yeah, I'm pissed off. If you're not, there's something wrong with you. That's right. And Ted Lighting now, even on his commercial, which I thought was quite good, is talking about, hey, you better get armed.
Yep.
You better protect yourself. Hey, folks, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, and please understand, Wynn and I aren't just squawking at you guys. But the people out there who don't have a clue, I mean, seriously, and talk radio in the mornings, oh, my gosh. Seriously, some of the things that are being talked about is insane with all this going on. I know. Let's go look at Christmas lights. I'm not saying you can't enjoy Christmas, but I'm sure glad that Washington didn't decide on Christmas Eve, hey, guys, you know what? Really, I just shot myself a pheasant out here, you know, the last pheasant that we have in the snow. And, you know, maybe we can all have like a barbecue or something, you know? Bring out the ale. Let's have a good time. We don't want to go attack the British tonight.
Never mind that you're barefoot walking in the snow bleeding.
Yeah, never mind that. Never mind that you're probably outgunned.
Yep.
Don't mind that. Don't mind that the fact that you're going against some militia, well, not militia, the Hessians.
And you're crossing an icy river to do so.
And they're mercenaries, the highest paid mercenaries on Earth. Seriously?
Yep.
Okay, I know. Let's talk about where we can go to breakfast. Well, that's not a bad idea.
But nothing's
breakfast
open.
Breakfast is never bad. Oh, that's right.
Nothing's open.
And if you're complying, why are you complying? Why in the hell are you complying with these illegal activities? God bless all of you guys that drove around last night at 10 o'clock. God bless you guys.
It was awesome to see that because there was a group that started down in at the Big Lots or Old Kmart
yes.
parking lot, and then they merged with the other group that was up in the Mount Shasta Mall parking lot, and there had to be a couple hundred cars. Cars, not bodies, but cars that were driving around.
I ran into one of the organizers at UPS. Went to school with Clayton, with my second oldest son, mm-hmm. and great young guy. He and his wife, and they're one of the organizers of this stuff. And he's just had it. A young man who's out there has a great business, successful. Somebody who's out there wanting liberty for his kids. And there's a curfew by the governor. Are you kidding me? I wish I could use other words. In fact, I think there should be a law, a new rule about language you can use on the radio.
Uh-oh. Don't.
Because somehow, some way, she's looking at me, hovering the button. I'm getting the look. I'm telling you. I'm going to have to figure out
you're getting the
some words here. I want a list of words I can use because there's nothing strong enough to talk about the disdain all of us should have for the fact that Joe Biden, I mean, he got more votes than anybody in history. He can't put two words together. Are you serious? Are you absolutely frickin' serious? And yes, I said frickin'. F-R-I-C-K-E-N. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that okay to say?
Yes.
Can I use just F? And can I use that? Can I use that letter?
You can use the letter.
Thank you.
You've seen the George Carlin routine about swear words, right?
Oh, yeah.
That tends to be the starting list.
That's
the starting list. Okay.
Yeah.
George Carlin has a starting list for the FCC. Oh, so.
Well, that was my reference when, and more has been added to it, but that was my reference when I first got put in charge of said magic button.
You know, and how do you guys feel about this? You can call us and tell us. How do you feel about this? And then I've had a lot of questions, you know, about Jefferson. And, you know, oh, gosh, what about the budget? Well, in front of me, I have.
What about the budget in
hang
your current
on, hang
county?
On, hang on. If you can hear that. I have a budget in front of me that's on the website that was done by Stephen Baird, a remarkable man when it comes to finances, that's for sure. He has everything there, where the money was for 2016, 2017, and here's some bottom line things for y'all. Gross state funds before the shortfall of California debt, this is 2016-17, $340 billion, okay? The shortfall absorbed by the state, $1,047,075, okay? So about a billion one. Then you go down to the available funds. The available funds and that's talking about the counties in Jefferson, okay, would be around $2 billion. If you go to the bottom line, which is the net debt after payment, the 23 county surplus would be $3,044,809,876. Now, that was 2016-2017. Now, coming to now, I've had the questions about that. You can find all of this on SOJ.org when you go to finances, and I believe that Steve's study's still there. We haven't done anything since then because we've had COVID. We have all these different things that have haven't been able to give us accurate information. Not only that, but the state of California is way behind. In fact, they don't even know how far in debt they are. So people say, well, why don't you come up with a budget? Well, we did come up with a budget when we could. We can't come up with a budget now because California doesn't even have their own numbers.
And if they do have numbers, they're fabricated.
Well, yeah, but they don't even, they're at least admitting they don't have their own numbers. They've got 11 accountants working on it, and they can't figure it out.
Oh, they probably send those numbers to Germany and to other countries to, you know, calculate it before
Dominion.
They figure it out. Yeah,
yeah.
Via Dominion, yes.
You know, and really and truly, okay, you know, I was on another program yesterday just called in, and great program that Pete Peters does. And I was on there, and we were talking about, you know, what's going on with what we can do about Trump, what we can do about the situation of how this is just such an it's just an abortion. It's horrible what the left has done. And what can we do about that? Well, locally, we have to start taking stuff back. Matt Nieman was right. We have to start taking it back on a local level. That's where we start. That's where we start. But believe me, if you think things are going to be normal, or they're going to get back to normal in any way, shape, or form, under a Joe Biden presidency, man, I'll tell you what, you're just not thinking with your effing brain. Is that okay to say?
You're going to get me in trouble.
Okay.
Not on purpose. Okay, well, frickin', yeah, he will.
We'll
he
go
will.
Back to frickin'. I'm sorry, folks. You know, I'm just, I'm tired of this. And I can't even tell you enough. If you want to say something on the chat room or you want to call in 605-4567, we need solutions to that. And when we come back, we will talk about some of those solutions, the problems and the solution of that problem.
Does it require ammo?
It might. Notice I said might to the NSA that's listening. But time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Our home, we protect our home. Now hear our battle cry. Sing it, sing it, sing it with me one time now.
Hey, 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 Jefferson. Hey, 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 number 51.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of RABA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair. KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Christmas trees are back at Shasta College. This family favorite is easier than ever with online selection and purchasing, safe and fun animal safari, greetings from Santa, and a goodie bag for the kids, all from the safety and comfort of your car window. All proceeds help out our ag students. One weekend only, November 28th and 29th. Go to shastacollege.edu/treesales and get yours today.
Ready. We're back.
We are.
Are we back?
We is.
We is?
We is.
Okay, before we go to Mark on the phone, I wanted to bring up a few people. If you want Jefferson gear or Second Amendment gear, you can find it at Ace Hardware on Eureka Way. You can find it at Ace Hardware in Shasta Lake City. You can find it at Ace Hardware in Anderson on Mark's Way. They have Second Amendment gear. They have Second Amendment hats. For the ladies and the men, great stuff. I Shoot Like a Girl. By the way, that's right on target. Kind of like that one.
You Shoot Like a Girl?
No, that's one of the ladies' hats. Very cool.
Oh,
camo.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Their hats
you
are only.
You shot like a girl.
I wish I shot like my wife. Jeez.
Don't we all?
I'm telling you.
All Our Wives.
Yes, and also Clear Creek Market on 273. You can buy this gear. I mean, we have a new flag out that's called Defend, Don't Defund. That's a We Back the Blue flag, and we have that flag out, and this flag is in those stores for the mere price of $10.99.
That flag was flying last night.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. On my rig.
On your rig. Good for you.
Yep, yep.
Anyway, there's a lot of great gear out there. It's reasonable. Shirts, $13.99. Hats, $13.99. Can't beat it. So, anyway, those particular people are supporters of Jefferson. They're supporters of Liberty. And Ace is the place.
For the helpful hardware man.
Mm-hmm. And Clear Creek Market. Oh, and don't forget Wendy Lou's.
Uh-huh.
Wendy Lou's in Cottonwood.
Yes, sir.
Wendy Lou's Mini Mart. All that great stuff. And cold beer, too, if you want it, huh?
Yeah.
Very cool. Mark Kimasabi, what say you, sir?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. I just was listening to your opening, and, you know, I couldn't help myself. I had to chime in here. I want to remind people that we were never created to fit in. We were created to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
If you fit in with the crowd, you are denying liberty that was given you by the one that created you. And by denying the gifts that the one that created you gave you, you are also denying him. And if you deny him on this planet, you will be denied when you get to stand before him, as everyone will. So we have to ask ourselves, what is more important to us, a roll of toilet paper or our liberty and the God that created us? What is more important to us? To not take the chance, to stay out of danger, or to stand out and be counted as 70 men did under the direction of their pastor on April the 19th, 1775, when they stood to lose everything. There was no rule of law then, except what the British government made for them and dictated to them. Sound familiar? There is no rule of law now. If you look at the preponderance of evidence, which is a legal term, and that's all that's required to win a civil suit, the preponderance of evidence tells us, it tells everyone that the most stupid donkey alive, that tens of thousands of people went to every Trump rally, tens of thousands of people paraded for Trump, tens of thousands of people even sunk their boats parading for Trump. Mm-hmm. People camped out for weeks in advance of Trump rallies to get in. Biden and Heels Up Harris, 100 people would show up and they sat in chalk circles while Joe couldn't remember what state he was in, couldn't remember whether his wife was a sister or not, couldn't remember what office he was running for, stumbled over pretty much everything he said. And yet the votes for Trump are significantly lower in every state that counts than they were for Biden. And votes magically changed hands, and votes were thrown in dumpsters, and votes were thrown in canals, and votes were thrown in every place you can imagine. But magically at 3 a.m., 100,000 votes would show up, and every single one of them was for Biden, even though none of those votes voted for anyone else on the ticket except president. So all of a sudden, 100,000 voters voted only for presidential candidate Biden, but didn't vote for any other office or any proposition or any other municipal thing on that ballot. And all of a sudden, Trump would lose 5,000 votes and Biden would gain 6,000. I mean, the preponderance of evidence tells me that the military-industrial complex, the big three tech companies, Google, Twitter, Amazon, all of those, and in conjunction with the Democrat Party, figured out how to rig a national election. And unless the Supreme Court steps in, then this election will stand and you will have lost all semblance of liberty. And if we lose this, then we will never win a national election again, because they will be more crafty and more sneaky. The system that created this fraud must be dismantled. It must be done by you and I. And if you don't stand now, you will never stand. Put on your mask and hide in your house. Make sure you have plenty of poop paper. I noticed Costco is selling bamboo poop paper made in China. So the Chinese Communist Party invented a bioweapon, released it. It has invaded the world, ruined the world's economy, ruined the world's political system, And Biden is now saying, along with the guys in Davos, the World Economic Forum, that the virus is an opportunity, and start listening for this word, because they're all going to start repeating it pretty soon, if they're not already. All the news shows, all the news networks, all the big tech people are going to start uttering the phrase, the Great Reset. And that is just a rehash of the New World Order that was ushered in by that true hero of patriotism, that great Republican, George Bush. So look out for Republicans, too, because they're not always your friend. In fact, they're not often our friends, the people who truly treasure liberty. But the Great Reset is coming, and that is an opportunity to use the Wuhan Bioweapons Lab Chinese-engineered virus to move our nation away from liberty and towards an ordered socialism run by the elites. And if you doubt that, look at the video of Gavin Newsom yucking it up in one of the most expensive restaurants in the country while he's telling the rest of you not to leave your house. Now, in Siskiyou County, we didn't have a bunch of big rallies. We just don't submit. We just don't. Our sheriff is not going to enforce any kind of curfew. He's already said so publicly. He did so politically. You know, he used a very soft kind of rhetoric, but there's no mistake. He's not going to enforce a curfew, and he said so. People just don't. We just don't submit to those things. We didn't gather in parking lots. We just went about our business as if it was never said to begin with.
Well, these folks.
So let's watch out for the rabbit hole.
Sure.
I mean, in other words, don't be diverted. This is nothing less than a denial of Christ, a denial of the God that created us, a denial of the religion that founded this nation, and a denial of your God-given liberties. And if you don't stand now, you will be denied when you stand in front of your Maker. Because if you deny him on earth, he will deny you in heaven.
That's true. We have Richard on the line, too. And we can maybe bring Richard on into this conversation. But I wanted to touch on something that you said. And that is that you're right. They didn't just gather. And it was a bunch of young people. They didn't just gather in the parking lot. They drove all through Reading. And I think that they... Basically.
And I'm not talking down to them.
Okay.
Fantastic. What I'm saying is there are many ways you can fail. I don't really love the term "I will not comply." I prefer the term "I will not submit."
Will not submit. Yeah, that's a good point. So, Richard, you've got. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, what you got, buddy?
Update on my citizen's arrest. Talking about lack of. Well, what was Mark just saying about? Corrupt system, something like that. So the original citizen's arrest has been found to be unfounded by Lieutenant Stonehouse, even though he knew there were pending additional charges coming. I have all this in writing. I document everything. Yet he still chose to call off the dogs on the first arrest. So what I'm going to be doing is rearresting them under a new citizen's arrest with a new case number with fresh charges. And just remember, folks, the reason this is happening, I don't expect a lot to happen from these arrests, okay? I really do not. However, we have to exhaust all peaceful remedies before anything non-peaceful occurs, if something non-peaceful occurs. So I'm frustrated like everybody else, but you know what? I'm going to continue these peaceful items because we have to, so that if things go bad, we will have the moral and ethical backing to make any harsh decisions we may need to make in the future.
Can you let us know when do you have a time frame, or can you let us know the time frame of when you're going to arrest them? Because apparently they're not meeting anymore until the...
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna contact the same deputy tomorrow and say I'm going to be performing a new citizen's arrest. And by the way, the board members do not need to be there. Once I meet with the deputy, give him my new report, and I sign new forms, new citizen's arrest forms, okay? Once I sign that paper, they are under arrest, and then it's up to the sheriffs and the DA to notify them that they have been arrested again. So they don't need to be there. I'll meet with the deputy. I'm hoping this week. It's a short week because of the holidays, so I'm going to try to meet with him this week if he'll give me the time. So that's my plan.
Okay, now you said it was Lieutenant Stonehouse?
Correct.
Okay, so he's telling you that what you're doing doesn't hold water. Okay, so that's okay. And
what's his justification?
Yeah, what's
for
his
that?
Justification for that?
Well, that's just it. He will not give me the justification. So, again, everything in writing. I asked him. No, I demanded. I demanded access to the closed session records where the violations, I believe, lie. They did. They, in fact, he ignored my request. He didn't even answer that. I said, I demand access to the closed session records because that's where the evidence lies that I need to make my case. He ignored that request, never even answered it, and yet I don't even know if they reviewed the closed session. So this is corruption all the way around.
Okay, so one last question, and you're welcome to hold on, but you're going to need to mute your phone when you do hold on,
yep.
Richard, if you want to hold on for a minute. But I do want to ask you one more question, and that is that since Stonehouse has basically said nothing you're doing is holding water, does that mean that did he believe that your charges were civil and not criminal? Is that where he was coming from?
He would not give me that information
okay.
in writing, so
okay.
I'm going. I'll hold on for the break.
Okay. So, Mark, what say you, my good friend?
Well, here's how a citizen's arrest works. They can either arrest, they can cite, or the officer or the entity, the agency, can declare that no crime has been committed, and that's the end of it. So the way to have a subpoenaed record, the way to get that record is to subpoena it, and in order to subpoena it, it either a district attorney in a criminal action has to ask for that record, or you have to sue civilly, and then in the discovery process you get those records. But citizen's arrest isn't, it isn't a great in a lot of areas, and I commend Richard, and I hope the second case gets further than the first one. But unfortunately, the cops have the right to say that, well, they don't have the right. They have the ability to say that no crime's been committed and we're not going to arrest anybody. That's one of the three possible outcomes of a citizen's arrest, unfortunately for citizens. So, but Richard is standing tall. He's getting in there. He's trying to get it done. He's exhausting every means that is legitimate, legal, moral, and ethical. I commend that. I hope others join him in that effort in doing that in a lot of areas in the community, not just the one that he's following up, but do it to all of them. Do it all the time. Do it every day. Wear them out with it. Bury them in the paperwork.
Well, I know.
Those are the legal, moral, ethical means we have to exhaust prior to reverting to self-help.
Okay. Okay, guys, well, with that, we've got to go off to the break. Richard, do you have anything more?
Yes, I'll hold.
Okay, because we want to be able to free up some lines so people can call in, buddy. So, anyway.
I'll go ahead and hang up.
Hey, Mark, bless you, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
Talk to you later for sure.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, well, with that, we're going to go off to our break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Can I call you then? Still you're rambling, man. You ain't ever gonna change. Got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a wild.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Did you know that lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer deaths amongst both men and women? And that smoking or vaping are major risk factors? November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Let's save lives by helping people kick smoking and vaping, and by encouraging past smokers to get regular screenings. If you or someone in your life needs support to quit smoking or vaping, talk with your healthcare provider. This public service message is brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center.
She said you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born.
Okay, we're back. And Richard, what say you? We have other people on the line, buddy, so what you got?
Yeah, so once again, new charges coming. New charges, not old charges. New charges coming. And Mark alluded to another process I will have. So even after my second arrest, if it goes nowhere, he alluded to my third option, and I'm not going to delve more into that at this point. But I have another option, which I will be exploring. And again, this is going to be holding all of our local officials accountable, even that lieutenant. If he doesn't retire as a lieutenant, he's going to want to be an undersheriff, deputy, or sheriff someday, and this is going to follow him forever. The DA's office, same story, the people that are going to be involved, once I, if I have to pull that third option, their names are going to be public, and it's going to follow them. And then let me say something quick, and then I'll go. I have 25 years of writing police and fire reports, okay? All those reports are written for pending charges against somebody, okay? The law enforcement, when you write a report and fire, if you're missing something in the report, okay, they get reviewed by supervisors, and then the officer writing the report gets assistance. He gets direction from supervisors. He gets direction from the prosecutor's office, okay, a lawyer. Okay, hey, you're missing this. Here's your charges. You're claiming you're missing this, or you need to be more specific on that, or you have too much info on this, okay? Why does a citizen not get that same assistant when they do a citizen's arrest? I'm just kind of curious about that. So great show, guys. I'll get off unless you have a question.
Well, just the last thing, I wish that I hope that you're able to call in during the week and express these things during the week. That'd be really good. I think you know what I'm talking about. These local radio shows are just, it's gotten way beyond the pale.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Thank
you. Thanks, Richard.
That's Richard, A.K.A. Stones of Iron.
There you go. Hey, Opal. Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you?
I just have.
Can you turn your radio down in the back, Opal?
Honey, turn that down, please. Okay, is that better?
A little bit. Sure, we still can hear. Go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. No, what I want to ask is, what can a couple in their 70s with no car do to help support Trump and Jefferson State and our country?
Call into the radio programs and call in like crazy. Call in and say, hey, you know, this is what my husband and I believe. You know, and there's a new clip. In fact, if you were able to hear the program of Matt Nemo this morning with Liberty Unabashed, he played a clip that was one of the advisors of Biden talking about if once he becomes over 75, he's going to stop taking any medication and stop seeing a doctor. See, what they want to do is they want to make sure they control our complete medical situation. I mean, I have a good friend, Dick Wilkinson, and Dick is, what, 89 years old, still flies a plane. I mean, you know, you know, 75 for him was middle-aged. So, you know, the idea of being in a position, my father-in-law was 93 when he passed. I mean, the deal is that that's how bad this is. And I see people walking around grocery stores and in their cars, elderly people wearing a mask in their car, breathing in their own carbon dioxide. You know, I mean, the mask apparently hasn't helped anybody because a lot of these people that have gotten COVID tests that are positive, I mean, are you telling me they never wore a mask? So I think the best thing for you to do, Opal, is do what you do. Call into the Pete's program, call into the morning programs during the week. And
then also, too, if you would, Opal, your friends and family, people that you have influence with, talk to them, have dialogue with them, and encourage them to do the same thing and to reach out to friends and family of theirs. That just keep on perpetuating it. It's going to take every one of us to keep having dialogue with everyone we know, and sometimes we're going to come up against opposition on some of the dialogue, but that's okay. That's healthy. We can still respect each other, but at the same time, you never know what little nugget that you start talking about is going to actually sink in. So talk to people you know. Share information that you know. And make sure, you know, make sure what you're sharing is factual and is actually correct. But just share it with everybody you know. You can get on the phone. You can do that. You can do it via email, face-to-face if you're doing the visits that way. So just share it with everybody you know and love and make sure that you get the word out to everybody.
And God bless you, Opal. We've got Dara on the other line. So thanks for calling, my dear.
Thank you, Opal.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye. Dar, what say you?
Good morning. I think of these things during the week. I've got three things. They said that with Obamacare coming back in, it's going to mess up our Medicare. Is that correct?
That's probably a pretty good chance if Biden gets in there.
And then another thing is, this is really disturbs me. It disgusts me, let's say. You know, when they had that march in Washington where the people were supporting Trump, I didn't see any of our congressmen or senators out with those people. What's wrong with the Republican Party?
Lots wrong with them. They've been that way for forever. I mean, there's nothing changed.
If they did this to Trump, don't they think that they could do this to them?
Well,
they could do the same thing to them and block them out and just vote for Democrats.
Well, in the real world, Dar, in the real world, what's happening is that the Republicans, many of them, are the same as the Democrats. How many times have you talked about my colleague? And these guys have drinks together, you know. I think that our congressman has stood up pretty well. I mean, there are people who have some arguments against Doug LaMalfa. I don't. I thought when he was out by the flag and praying with those folks without a mask, he showed courage. And I think that he's standing up to do the best he can. But, you know, I think there's a lot of people back there that are rhinos. I mean, it's no mystery. We've been saying forever that there's a problem with the Republicans, that they don't stand up. I mean, it's been consistent. It's not a surprise.
Not since Reagan, really.
Not since Reagan. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Second Bush, he wasn't worth a powder to bloom to hell.
No, ma'am.
Anyway, and another thing is, I think it's strange that none of these Democrat candidates have gotten COVID, but Republicans on Trump's side keep on getting it.
Yep.
Isn't that kind of strange?
Well, there's also the other thing about they're talking about the coronavirus again and not COVID as much, because the coronavirus can be simply broken down as the common cold.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I've heard, and hopefully Lori Bridgeford will be able to have a little more voice on that, and hopefully, again, maybe she can get on some of these talk radio programs in the morning and have something substantial to talk about how we can save our country.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you.
And then there's just one other thing.
Okay.
I keep on getting this liberal invitations, and the latest I got was called It's In These Times, and it's a liberal, actually communist. It sounds like it's a communist magazine, and they've got Bernie Sanders here saying, I believe that it is imperative that working people get the other side of the story. In these times, it's an excellent source of information from an anti-capitalist point of view. And the guy is a communist, and now I guess he's going to have a place in our government. I mean, it's not other than senator. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. What's wrong with the American people?
Well,
I mean,
the apathy, that's what's wrong. And we have, the thing is the Democrats have organized. The left has organized. The right has not. The left is organized. The right has not.
And a lot of times, too, it's ignorance. Not,
right.
I'm not saying people are stupid.
They're not organized.
I'm just saying that they're ignorant about how things work and the facts. And then they're ignorant to the fact that they're assuming that their representative, whoever they may be, is going to do everything and fight for them and do everything right and so forth. That's not the case. That is not the case at all. They only fight for us when we fight them to fight for us.
Right.
The thing is everybody's so emotional. I mean, you're not emotional about things like this. As far as Trump goes, I like him because he's a businessman. He's tough. You know, certainly there's probably things that he says I just ignore, because, I mean, he's doing his job. I mean, you can work for people. Who would you rather work for,
right?
Joe Biden or President Trump?
Well,
and we didn't elect him to be a pussyfoot, you know, politician. He's not that.
No, he's not.
We elected him to get in there and to kick butt and to get the job done, and he's doing exactly that, and he will continue to do exactly that.
Yeah, and we're going to have to leave it there, Dar, because we've got Troy.
Thank you, Dar.
But one thing we want to go ahead. One thing that's important, and that is when we take the word ignorant, it starts with the word ignore.
Ignore.
And that's what people are doing.
Yep.
I mean, you can listen to all kinds of different things, and people ignore it. I mean, gosh, we can't go to the Christmas parade, but we can watch it on TV, and gee whiz, you know, unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I'm so tired of this rhetoric of people saying that they care about their country, but they really don't.
I think people are so consumed because the Democrats push so hard jealousy and envy. And they're so jealous of our president and the first lady and his family. It's absolute jealousy, and jealousy is one of the seven deadly sins.
Amen.
And it's one of the worst. And that's what they're just eaten up by, because the Democrats push it, and that's what I believe.
Yes, ma'am. You're
perfect.
Absolutely right on, Darren. Thanks for that. We're going to go right over to Troy, who's been holding.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Troy. How are you doing, buddy?
I am doing well this morning. How about you and Terry?
So far, so good.
Well, that's great. And, well, gosh, I can barely make it to the week sometimes, and then I get on the weekend local weekend shows. Notice I say local and weekend. And that gives me hope and inspires me to talk to some of my fellow idiot citizens diplomatically and lovingly and try to get the information out there.
Well,
sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it might.
Well, you never know what's going to sink in, right?
Well, again,
yep,
we need...
and I try.
Again, my good
friend.
I
write things...
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Terry?
Well, I just want to say, people love it when you call in. I've heard you call in on other programs, and call in during the week. Call in during the week to these talk shows. We need to steer the rhetoric toward getting our liberty back. I mean, seriously, some of the stuff that's been talked about is just—it's insanity. It's absolute denial, ignorance with ignore. What else do you have, my good friend? What else do you have?
Well, that's it. I'm just trying to get the idea out there. Even here in Reading, a lot of people, I can't believe it hardly, don't know about your show and about Pete's show. So I'm trying to write this information down. As a matter of fact, I carry things like wallet cards and give out your information and Pete's information. And I'm also trying to give out even the other talk show and
Liberty Unabashed
shows, all your information. Pardon me?
Liberty Unabashed with Matt Nemo and, of course, Sovereign Minds, who... Sovereign Minds,
right.
Very good with Linda and Mark and Dave. Very good show. And that comes on right after us. And, the idea of standing up for liberty, that you're right. The weekends, people get information on the weekdays. Sometimes you scratch your head. Sometimes it's, but even then, it's, I don't even know what to say anymore. Anyway, Troy, my good friend, thank you so much, and God bless you, brother.
Hey, same to you, Terry, and Sally, and you too, Wynn.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, we have lots of, a lot of good people out there that are willing to do what it seems to be, whatever it takes to get things turned around, whether they're talking, yada, yada, yada. And we have people that are, exposing things. Heck, our local newspaper, what did they just put in the newspaper yesterday? I don't know. The county found $3.89 million to buy a building out on Airport Road for the sheriff's department.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Weren't they trying to put something on the ballot for money back for the primary that we had in March? So a year ago, or almost a year ago, the boards of supervisors are begging for money. And then now they magically find $3.89 million to buy this building out on Airport Road. I'm not saying that they don't need the building. Please don't take me wrong there. They may need the building. They may need the space for business that they need to run. But the thing is, I'm just questioning where the money came from. Shouldn't we all be questioning where the money came from?
Well, I think that it's being looked into. And,
I think it is.
And so, there's something with some substance. So far, we do know that the sheriff deputies, rightly so, they should get a raise. We knew that the raise was substantial. It's 27%. And there's been some explanation on that. And I'm not privy to it all, so I won't address it. But there is that money there. Now there's another $4 million that's out there now, as documented by the Record Searchlight. and you kind of just scratch your head, you know.
Yeah, they profess not having money, and they say that they need the money, and we need to have this whatever percent tax or a cent tax or percentage tax or whatever any tax. A tax. Once you have it, it will never go away. Don't ever forget that. Once they put it into place, they, by lying to us and then we vote it in, if that's what happens, then it'll never go away. There's no sunset clause on those things, and or very few, if ever. And that's the thing that's so frustrating, is if our elected officials who we put into office, who are our employees, don't forget that. They are employed by all the taxpayers of Shasta County. So when they're not acting as employees and being dutiful and being good stewards of the money for the county, and they're lying to us, I have some issues with that. If they can't be honest about how good, bad, or indifferent the situation may be, and they spin it another way so that they can get us to do something that they want us to do, by smoke and mirrors, I have some issues with that. There's integrity issues with that. And I don't care who they are on that board. They're lying to us. And when they lie to us like that, I take that personal, because as well as everybody else of the county should. You know, we have approximately 180,000 people in the county. Of those taxpayers, I don't know what the numbers are. I'm not privy to that, but... You know, that's disheartening. It's very frustrating. And, you know, my family's been here for seven generations. And I know that others have been here just as long, if not longer. So you think about that. You know, what are these people doing to us? All they're doing is manipulating the money, and they're manipulating everything that's going on. So we need to get to the bottom of this, and then, you know, putting it in the newspaper where they're saying that, you know, almost $4 million, $3.89 million, or $3.85 million, whatever, that they're going to pay for this building.
Unbelievable.
Which I question it.
Gosh,
so
gosh.
All we can do is question everything, everybody. So just start doing some digging, folks. I know there's some good patriots out there that like to dig this stuff up, so get to work.
Okay, and with that, I do want to go to Sean, because I really want to get Sean off. If it's Sean, who I think it is. Is this Sean who I think it is?
It is.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, my brother, how are you? God bless you, man. I miss you.
Yeah. Happy coming up all the holidays and Christmas. I'm
yes, sir.
Afraid to say it.
Well, what's on your mind, my good friend?
Hey,
we really want to hear.
I wanted to tell you about, I've talked to you about those license plate readers.
Oh, boy.
Well, we've moved beyond that. Those did cost $800,000 just for the park.
Okay, $800,000 for license plate readers right here in the city of Reading, folks.
Yep. So no one coming in or out can go without them knowing. They won't say why. Still don't know why. But now they've added in a surveillance van with drones.
What?
Yeah. So that's going to be added in too. And the way they sold it to everybody was, so Ari, you can look at power lines that are hard to get to, but they're only showing RPD how to use it.
They're two showing officers. RPD how to use it?
They're going to train two officers on how
to use it. Oh my gosh. So we now have $800,000 that was spent in the city of Reading on surveillance cameras that are license plate readers, and we now have a surveillance van with drones
that will be coming. Yeah,
that will be coming, and RU has two officers. They're going to be.
How much is this surveillance van?
Yeah,
that I don't know.
Okay,
probably $1 million, because it's got to have all the gadgets and the techie stuff,
and
it's got to be armor plated.
Officers, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you got to think that there's probably no restrictions where they can and can't go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, again, it'd be nice if people would call into the local radio shows in the morning and give this information so that the people on the local radio shows can get the information out to people.
And what happens if one of those drones...
And you've brought the license plate readers up to people, Terry, on some of the morning shows, and it just gets killed as if it didn't happen. But I'm telling you, they are being installed right now. I have personal knowledge of that.
Okay, and that's why coming right from the horse's mouth might be good. You know, I think a lot of this is just, it's really sad, because you really wonder, you know, who's working with who around here.
And then the question, too, of our city attorneys getting these huge pay raises. My question is why. They say because they took on more responsibility, but I say maybe they didn't have enough to do as it was. And what's the other reasons, possibly? When they should be looking more at holding wages or possibly cutting wages, right?
Are they getting ready to retire?
I don't believe so. But BLM, I have friends that work for BLM. They took a 10% pay cut. Caltrans, I work side by side with Caltrans. They took a 10% pay cut. In fact, Bureau of Water Reclamation took the 10% pay cut and went to 32-hour weeks.
Wow.
And not getting their full pay. They're just the hourly folks anyways.
So then their benefits are adjusted to according hours. Then their benefits are adjusted according to that as well, aren't they?
Yeah. So they went to 32 hours because that's the minimum they can work and still receive their medical.
And their retirement.
Wow. Yeah. But they're not still getting their full wage and then missing, you know, a day's work, which with salaried folks, that's what tends to happen, right?
Right, right.
So it's just interesting in the city we're giving raises to these managers or manager-level folks, and, you know, when we should be maybe looking at freezing wages. And I know they froze some hiring for the most part. But then I also don't necessarily agree with what Matt Nemo said this morning, and I love Matt, how he put all city or all public employees in the same basket. That's
no, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
No.
But there are definitely some issues. But there are some good guys. There are some great boots on the ground that are really looking out for people and trying to do the best they can.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that
because our union hall said Biden-Harris, which most of us totally disagree with, and are, you know, actively pushing back against that, doesn't mean that that's what we believe. It's not, you know, across the board.
Well, I think when he talks about public officials, and you know, I'm sure that, you know him, clarify it all. What he's talking about is the upper echelon. I think when he's talking about public officials, he's talking about boards of supervisors. He's talking about the health department with Ranstrom and
I do believe that's what he.
It is. He'll just have to clarify it. But I know that's what he means.
He said public employees, and so he put us all in the same.
Yes, he did.
Put everybody in the same basket.
Right. Well, sometimes we make boo-boos.
We do.
We make boo-boos because we're not professionals, and make boo-boos.
I think the stuff about the license plate readers and this van that's coming with drones, two drones that can be deployed, I think it's a big deal, and I think people need to ask the hard questions.
Well, that's the thing, but you don't get anybody.
They sold it as fire mitigation.
You're right.
When you look at city council meetings, they sold fire mitigation cameras. They were going to be infrared. They were going to look at the horizon. They were going to see columns of heat coming up, and they could notify the police or the fire department before anybody else could.
Okay.
Do you know what we have?
It's a license plate reader.
We have a company here in town that builds those, and they're not cameras to spy on people, but they sense the heat, and they can sense the heat from 10 to 15 miles away.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they can pinpoint with GPS to its exact coordinates. And then it can be emailed or sent out to local fire departments and other agencies, to pretty much any agency, so everybody in the loop finds out and knows exactly where the fire is. And we have that company right here in Redding.
So I can
right
tell
here
you the
in
company
Redding.
They're using is not here in Redding. It is in California. And I can also tell you that license plate reader information is going to a national database with no expiration date. Same with local. It'll be held in local servers, and it's not a FIFO, first in, first out.
Right.
It could be held indefinitely. Because you might be able to go, okay, well, we can find stolen cars and missing children with this stuff. You know, that's where they always hit you is with the kids. It's good for the safety for the kids.
That's right.
But how long are you going to keep that data? If you said a month, if you said 6 months, people might be able to stomach that. But if you say forever, and then what are you doing with the data? Who else has access to the data? And if you're putting it in a national database, and you're letting a company out of town run it.
Oh, you mean like, Dominion?
Yeah. LER is the name of this company, LEHR.
Yeah, okay.
But anyhow.
All right.
So that's what's coming. And then they're calling them site situational cameras. Those are coming too.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know, this
keep
is
us
the
abreast
thing.
On this.
Please do, Sean. And, Sean, you're a patriot. But, you know, again, folks, we need to start getting the word out to people, and Sean's right. A lot of people are right. The weekend programs are pretty good when it comes to getting information out, and coming up with Sovereign Minds, they'll have some great stuff. But the idea of during the week, this we've got to get something going here, folks.
Yep.
You have to take the time to have your voice be heard and insist that it be heard. You know, and that's the thing that we have to do. I'm not saying being rude, but we need to insist that it's heard. And, you know, that's the deal here. So, Sean, my good friend, we've got about 30 seconds left.
Guys, I appreciate what you do.
Thank
all right,
you,
brother.
All right, hey, before we go, I want to mention the website, soj51.org. We need to make sure people get out there and check that out for all the information.
You bet. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
had no say. You don't serve us, you serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.